Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's Sam's Pastor Drew Sams, who is with me right now for some spiritual rap. Pastor Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live no longer in Westlake Village. They now live in Newberry Park, California, in their first new home. They are the proud parents of Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on the show again.
So how's our son doing today?
He's doing well, boy. He's getting closer every day to that two-year birthday. Boy, what a big decision that is, I found.
What?
I come home yesterday from work, and my wife says, "We got to figure this out." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's so worked up. She says, "What are we going to do for his two-year birthday?" I didn't know it was such a big deal. And she's got all these things researched. I think for moms, even more so than dads, this is a really significant moment. So I'm trying not to put the kibosh on it, but see what we can do without it being over the top.
Okay, forgive me for being dense, but why is two more significant than three, four, five, or six?
Well, I think it's got nothing to do with the number. I think it entirely has to do with, honestly, I think it has to do with my wife sees so many other of her friends, especially on social media, doing these big elaborate birthday parties, you know, themed, and no matter what age they are, I'm thinking she kind of feels this pressure to, you know, do something like they do.
That's an interesting challenge, especially for a man of faith to deal with. So I imagine you've got some interesting things to deal with at home. So speaking of faith, I had a crisis of faith the last week, which I wrote a little bit about, which was I'm finding my own little bit of crossroads at work. I think I've worked my way through, so to speak, very quickly, and I'm very grateful that it hasn't lingered. But I know everybody goes through crossroads in their work lives. In my parents' generation, they would have one career for their whole life. In my generation, I think it's very common to have several, and our kids will probably have even more. So I'm wondering if you have any general thoughts, you know, from your point of view as a pastor, personally, any that you might have experienced yourself. You're still so young, you could indeed have a number of more careers or facets of your career, on this idea of, you know, our work life and how it may change as we change and the world changes.
Yeah, boy, so much there. Well, when you think about the image that is evoked when you use the word crossroads, you know, you're standing there at the crossroads, and really there's a lot of different, maybe at least two different options ahead of you. There could be three options, four options, and you have no idea what those roads, what those options, what those decisions can lead down. Boy, and that just causes, for many, anxiety. You wonder, you know, gosh, what should I choose? And in many ways, we have little crossroads every day, but then there's those big crossroads, big decisions where you say, wow, this could really affect my whole life, my family, my friends. And I love, amidst all those you know, different choices, there's this great proverb that I love. I've got
Please.
It memorized. So this is King Solomon. The Bible says he's the wisest person who ever lived. He says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will make straight your path. And I love that ending part. He will make straight your path. And many ways, you know, when you hit those crossroads, I found in my life that while I get good advice, good counsel from friends and family, I just stop and say, God, what do you want? I have no idea what to do here, but I'm guessing that you've got a better perspective than I do. And sometimes God uses people, circumstances to make clear and make straight that path that I should go down. But that's not easy. Sometimes that anxiety is still there.
Can you cite an example where you really felt that God was speaking through somebody or an incident or anything?
Yeah, boy. So actually, I went to the University of Southern California. I was a business major. I was planning on going into, you know, advertising. That was my path. And I ended up switching my major, partway through, ended up deciding that I wanted to go to seminary, of all things, very different than the business school at USC. And I moved back home with my parents, was waiting tables, was heading down that path. But still, I was thinking, gosh, should I be doing this? My friends, they've got great jobs, they're driving BMWs, they've got expense accounts, and I'm back home, waiting tables, back in school as a USC graduate. Is this what I should be doing? And I remember one day I was praying about it, thinking about it, and I walked into a coffee shop. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. It's just fascinating. So I walk in this coffee shop, and you know how when you're kind of like lost in your own train of thought, in your own world, and as you open up a doorway and perhaps somebody's coming out, and you kind of do the shuffle, you know, I step left and he goes the same way, I go
right.
You know, trying to get around
right.
each other, and I'm just lost in my own head, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get around him, and he says, and he basically said the exact words that were in my mind at that moment as I was thinking about it, praying about it, and he says, oh, no, don't worry, you're on the right path.
Ooh!
And I stepped past him. No, get ready for this. And so I stepped through, and I don't know. Maybe it was 10 seconds. Maybe it was 30 seconds. But I stopped. I thought that's kind of the words I had in my head when I was just praying that. And so I stepped back outside, and as real as this conversation is right now, I looked down the sidewalk both ways, and I didn't see him. And it was the weirdest. Who knows what that was? But I just felt like in that moment, okay, I'm on the right path. I'm going to stick with this. And here I am, you know, 10 years later, a pastor and way more joy, I think, and fulfillment that I found following this path than I could have perhaps going down a different path. So you never know how it'll happen.
I can tell you without a doubt, you are going to be more fulfilled as a human being given what you've chosen as your life path than the guys that are driving the fancy cars and doing business and making the big bucks. The satisfaction we all get in life, and now I'm sort of sounding like a pastor, is much more about the impact we have on people and the world than it is about our material possessions. So I know you've been living that, and it's not like you're wanting for food or shelter or anything. And end, especially, you know, I'm nearly double your age, I can tell you that the material things in my life are so less important than the people in my life and the good that I can occasionally do. So I know that your path will give you nothing but satisfaction and good blessings down the road. So good for you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, really, it wasn't so much that, okay, you know, working full-time in a church is better, you know, than the business world. But what it was that decision, honestly, it was, man, I want to go into the business world to get those cars, to have those things. And really, it was more about the things rather than really helping people, serving people. You can do that in any industry. You can be in the business world and help people and serve people. But back then, it was really just all about the things. It was all about me, my selfish needs. And I'm so glad that I didn't choose that.
Well, I'm glad too. I'm very glad. We're almost out of time. I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts as we wrap up that about this and work and those choices that our kids are going to be facing. I mean, your own son down the road and the kids that you minister to at the church.
Sure. You know, I know a lot of people perhaps listening could say, oh, well, you know, he works for a church and so he thinks he's doing such great work. But really, I think anything you do, whether you're you know, working in a fast food restaurant, whether you're mowing lawns, whether you're an accountant, whether you're the boss or the lowest employee, you can really make such a huge difference wherever you are. And it's kind of like this. I heard somebody use a phrase the other day, just grow where you're planted.
Ooh,
grow
gosh,
where you're planted.
Good stuff tonight.
You know, and we always, you know, we always think about, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, and it's so easy to do that. But just grow where you're planted. Be faithful where you're at, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But today, at least, be faithful and grow where you're planted.
All right. So, where are you not blogging right now? Where can we find you?
Sure, not blogging at drewsams.com, but you can find me on all social networks at Surfer Drew.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Pastor Drew. Pleasure. Boy, did this go by fast. I will talk with you soon. And listeners, please stay tuned for a wrap-up after these messages.
To illustrate, Balazs Ramad, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do?
when everything looks so dark. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.